Councilman Ricks?
I would concur with Councilman Sinapi. I have an office that's bordering on Commonwealth Ave. I frequently travel that road, and there are certainly quite a few potholes on Commonwealth Ave, including around that time of the year in when this incident occurred in November, which would have been, of course, before the snowfalls and the like. I'm also reviewing the... Are we on... I believe that we're on item three, Jasmine Perkins?
Yes. Item three. Jasmine, yes.
Okay.
And I clarified that. No problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
I need the help.
Always good to make sure that I'm on the same page with the chair and the clerk. Thank you. So in this circumstance, I think that that combined total of 262 and 79 cents would be reasonable for the same reasons that we expressed earlier.
What do you have as the dollar amount, Councilman Ricks?
I have $229.79 as the invoice from Belize, plus $33 from Rida Tire relative to tire mounting, for a total of 262.79.
Thank you. Any other members of the council? Councilman Lavisher.
So I don't understand why this Rida Tire just provided an estimate just for mounting. And on to go to Councilman Rick's point, I see an estimate in here from Goodyear Tire. Well, I'm not sure who this is from, for $233.95 all in. So I don't get what's going on here. Is Rida Tire, did they bid or quote to install a tire that Mr. Perkins already had? Do we know that? Or is this a tire that Mr. Perkins purchased from someone else and had it mounted by someone else? It kind of sounds odd to me. So I don't understand what's going on with this.
I understand your question, and I was waiting till it came back to me. I feel comfortable, based on all our guidelines, in awarding this claim in the amount of $233.95. If you go to the back page of the packet.
Yeah, I got it.
That's the tire and the installation. And that would then be the low estimate, the low quote. And that's what our policy has been. So I think the committee should be looking at the amount of $233.95 as the claim amount. And that would be the motion I would be looking
for. Mr. Chairman, back to my point. Does anyone have an answer to my question? Rida Tire provides an estimate only for mounting a tire.
They do. I know that for a fact that they do.
I'm not disputing that. I know that they mount tires. My question is, are they mounting a tire that Mr. Perkins happened to present to them to mount? Was it a new tire? Was it a used tire? If it's a brand new tire, you know, why didn't someone like this Goodyear place mount it? I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me.
I understand your question. I do not have an answer to that specific question. I do know that Rida Tire will mount a tire if you bring it to them.
I get it. Okay. I understand that.
We're talking the same thing then, sir. But I do not know about this particular one. That's why, as the chair, I feel comfortable going with the Goodyear, because it's the tire and the installation as one price.
But this is supposed to be a reimbursement to an individual. This isn't supposed to be, well, we're going to pay you and then you go get the tire fixed. This is a reimbursement, something that has already been done and paid for. What I'm saying is, how do we know that Ryder Tire, the only reason they provided an estimate for tire mounting only was because Mr. Perkins brought them a tire to mount. We don't know if that's a new tire or a used tire or what it is. That's I think a reasonable question, but doesn't seem to be anyone has an answer.
Thank you. Councilman Ricks.
If I may, to clarify from my review of the packet, and I would first say that I do agree with the chairman upon review of this. It does appear from the packet that the document from Belize, as well as the receipt or slip from RIDA, they both appear to be invoices or receipts indicating that Ms. Perkins appears to have purchased the tire from Belize and then appears to have purchased the service of the mounting from Ryder Tire. Both appear to be receipts or invoices to me as opposed to estimates. It appears that the two estimates are the ones from Amazon, which does not include the mounting, and the estimate from Goodyear, which does include both the tire itself as well as the mounting. And given that the person here, Ms. Perkins, went somewhere else for the tire mounting and wasn't simply getting that same service from the same company that she bought the tire from, I do see a distinction from those earlier matters. And so for those reasons, I would join the chairman in that amount of $233.95 and would be willing to make that motion
second
after we finish with any comments.
Before we make the motion, I would like to ask if there's anyone, and I'll be back to you, sir, anyone from the public that would like to comment? Public? Anyone from the public? All right, back to Councilman Latta, sir.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. So, where you had just cut me off, I want to go through the chair to Councilman Ricks. Thank you for explaining the sequence of events and answering the question that I asked. Thank you.
And I may, from the chair, I want to apologize, sir. It was not my intent to cut you off. I thought you were done, and I saw his hand. Thank you, sir. So, do we have a motion?
Move favorable action in the amount of $233.95.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And just for my own notes, Councilman Ricks, the total amount was the total amount we're doing is $233.95, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. For when we get to the full council. And finally, is the one I've already spoke on, but I will go back so we're on the record and in order. Allison Raza hit a pothole on Cohasset Road. She's looking for a reimbursement, and it was denied because they were told that they did not know about the potholes. As I already stated, I want to state again that Councilman Gephardt reached out to me today and spoke to me and said, similar to what Councilman Sinapia said about the previous, that he did notify the city that there were potholes on Cohasset Road, and therefore that should not be the grounds for denying this claim. He has advocated for his constituent and asked for us to reimburse or approve the claim. The low bid is $169.53. Do we have anyone on the committee that would like to speak? Councilman Ricks.
I'll briefly note that the affidavit as notarized is all in order, and the invoice here is lower than either of the two estimates. Both estimates appear to be properly retrieved. So I would agree with the chairman not to
any
speak
members,
out of order.
I'm sorry, I don't want to cut.
I yield.
Thank you. Any members of the council? Any members of the public? Yes. No problem. Again, Councilman Gephardt told us you'd be coming. I wish I could have spoken to you before based on our, well, it was a text messages back and forth. And he did advocate for you, and I'm glad. Thank you. Thank you for showing up. I appreciate that. Thank you for identifying yourself. And for those who did not hear, that's Mayor Allison Raza is in the audience. Any other members of the public? Hearing none, we have a motion.
Move favorable action in the amount of $169.53.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Back to the agenda. And we have to approve the minutes for the January 4th meeting. Do we have a motion?
Move to approve the consent calendar meetings for January 4th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And now we have PCR 14-23, a resolution in regards to erecting a stop sign on Lighthouse Lane where it intersects with Harborview Drive. For action, Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Chairman. So I move favorable action on, or be asking for favorable action on 1423. I do have a favorable traffic study recommending this stop sign. I'd received several complaints from constituents that live in that area about the potential dangers that exist at that location. And the police department has agreed with me. It is enclosed, and I would respectfully request favorable action. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other members of the committee? Any members of the council? Any members of the public? Any members of the public? Any members of the public? Seeing none, we have a motion.
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Public Safety Committee ends at 6:35.
The next committee to meet is Appointments Committee, and that can take place at this time. So the Appointments Committee will convene at 6:37 p.m. First on the docket is acceptance of minutes from the committee meeting held on January 4th, 2023.
I'll make a motion to accept.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Next, we have an appointment to the Land Trust Commission, Jane Austin. The materials for such were provided beforehand. And this is not a reappointment, so Ms. Austin is indeed present, I believe. Yep, there she is. So hi, Ms. Austin, just identify yourself for the record, please.
Yes, I'm Jane Kenny Austin, 26 Narragansett Bay Avenue in Warwick, Ward 5.
And many of us are already familiar with Ms. Austin, and she's been a relatively constant presence for a couple of years at least now, if not far longer. Do any members of the committee have any questions or comments regarding the proposed appointment? Councilman Lattiser?
Yes, Mr. Chair, thank you. I'm going to ask Solicitor Walsh to make an amendment on the date effective on this, strictly a housekeeping issue. And once he makes that amendment, we can go ahead and make a motion, if that's okay.
Solicitor Walsh.
thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the council. It was identified in the appointment process here that there, per the statute that authorizes the land trust, the terms need to be held in their current place. So the effort to extend the soon-to-expire term for beyond the five-year term is a logistical thing. So the recommendation would be, in order to get Ms. Austin in place as soon as possible, one option that the committee and the council can undertake would be to amend the expiration date to be May 1 of 2023. This would allow her to fill the current vacancy. And at that point, should it be the pleasure of the council, a reappointment would be in order. It's more of a housekeeping issue to keep the terms aligned where they were intended to be in a staggered nature. So that would be the recommendation in order to get Ms. Austin in there today. Happy to answer any other questions.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you. If I may, Mr. Chair.
Sure.
So I have known Jane Austin for a very long time, and I am absolutely thrilled that she has offered to volunteer to sit and serve on this Land Trust Commission. This is a very, very important commission for all of us here in the city of Warwick. And for those of you that know Jane, you are very familiar with her ability to communicate the ideas, to dig into the issues, and to certainly come forth with very informed decisions as well as recommendations. And I think she's going to be outstanding serving in the Land Trust Commission. And I just want to thank you for, once again, I know you've been very active in the community for a very long time, and I want to thank you for that, and also thank you for agreeing to take on this new challenge once again. So that's where I am, Mr. Chairman.
Councilwoman Travis.
Yes, I also want to add to that, I've known Jane a long time, way back with Save the Bay and all the environmental issues that she did with Narragansett Bay, with the Greenwich programs that we've had. I know she'll do a great job. And I want to thank you also for coming forward to help us with the land trust. So I look forward to working with you.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to add one more thing, and it's very important. Councilwoman Travis just made me think about it. So a word that most certainly applies to Jane Austin is patience. Because you talked about some of the things that this lady has served on. She drew the short straw with the DEM thing and ended up serving on my very first committee, which is the Warwick City Council Sewer Review Commission. And Jane, you drew the short straw. You were in the infamous Lattiser committee meetings once a week for 2 to 3 hours. And you did it without complaint. So patience would certainly be something that I would associate with you. And thank you for all of that time, too. That committee went on for a year. Thank you.
Council President McAllister.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to thank you for agreeing to serve on this. And I hope that you will consider taking on a leadership role on this committee. I think this committee needs some new leadership. I think you're the right person for that. I thank everyone that served on it, but there's been a lot of turnover lately. There's a lot of strong personalities, and I think experience is important. And we have additional people that will be joining you in the next few months. And this is a very important committee, and I'm thrilled with the that you've agreed to do this. I think you're a perfect fit for it. And so that's my humble request, that get your feet wet and, look into it. And if you could, if you're interested in the future of taking a leadership role, I think it would be very welcome. So congratulations and thank you very much.
Do any other members of the council have any comments or questions? Any? Oh, Jeremy Ricks, Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. I'd like to thank Ms. Austin for stepping up. No one's forcing you to do this. You're just someone who is very active in the community, has been for a long time. You bring all of this experience with you. And just like everyone else on the land trust, nobody is getting paid for all of the time and the sweat that's going into this to make our city a better place. So I want to just take this opportunity to thank you for stepping up and bringing all of that experience and all of that dedication to this role. Thank you.
Any other members of the City Council have any comments or questions? Any members of the public have any comments or questions? Whichever first is fine with me. Just make sure you identify yourself for the record, please.
Sure. My name is Michael Zarum. I live in Ward 2. I'm also a member of the Warwick Land Trust and have been currently for 7 years. I've also been around the Land Trust and Warwick Planning Department, Engineering, and DPW for over 20 years, both professional work and volunteer work. I'm here to say I strongly support Jane Austen's being appointed this evening and going forward with the process. Jane and I had a wonderful conversation this afternoon about where the Land Trust has been in the past and where we can make improvements and move things forward with cooperation from everybody. And that includes not just Land Trust members, but also input from all of you sitting before us on the City Council that have appointed us to the Land Trust. We've also slowly started to make some changes to the agenda to reflect some of the requests that have come from the City Council since the summer. And I want you all to know that we have a great bunch of people to get done what the mission of the Land Trust is. I'll be glad to work with Jane. I've worked with her before, and I probably learned a lot from her, too. She's got a little more experience than me. So all together, we'll do a good job. Thank you.
And Ms. Austin, I believe you wanted to speak.
Yes, I just want to thank the council very much for taking action and hopefully favorable action on this. I think the Land Trust has a lot of potential. It has a wide-ranging mandate that it can do a lot to protect and preserve the natural resources in the city. I think it can work strategically with a lot of the other entities in the city. There's a lot of overlap in terms of the benefits that the Land Trust might seek and groups like Planning Department or trying to deal with things like climate change or natural resource preservation. A lot of the buffers, a lot of the resources play multiple roles. So I think we can be very strategic in the city about how we approach that and hope to work very cooperatively with everyone here. Thank you very much for your kind words. I hope I make it through the first 3 months for a final reappointment, and we'll be back then. Thank you.
Any other members of the public have any comments or questions? All right, so first, I believe we need an amendment.
PCR. It's got to come off the consent calendar.
Valid point. So first, we need a PCR, and then we need an amendment.
19-23, Madam Clerk.
It's coming off the consent calendar, though.
It's coming off the consent calendar to be amended. Right, we're giving it one.
All right, so PCR 1923, and I believe we have an amendment.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'd move favorable action on the amendment as indicated by our council solicitor for what is now known as PCR 19-23.
And this would amend the expiration date to instead read May 1st, 2023, right?
Correct. Solicitor? That's correct.
Oh, second again. I get it. All right, motion made and second on the amendment. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the City Council? Any comments or questions from the public? Seeing none, do we have a motion? Oh, we have a vote, I guess.
Aye.
All favorable?
Aye.
Aye. All against? A landslide. All right, and now?
I'll move favorable on PCR 19-23 as amended.
Perfect. Motion made and seconded. Any questions or comments, members of the committee, council, public? Shockingly, no. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Congratulations, Mrs. Austin. Thank you.
Next, we have for the Land Trust Commission again, Ms. Mary McNulty. So despite the fact that I just said your name, can you please identify yourself for the record?
Mary McNulty, 109 Audubon Road, Warwick.
And now, are there any questions or comments from members of the committee for Ms. McNulty?
No.
Any questions or comments from members of the council? Looks like Councilman Foley.
I just want to speak for this appointment for any number of reasons. First, but not necessarily the most important, Ms. McNulty, who is I know as Mary Stuchides, and she and I go back a long way. We went to high school together, and she's a Pawtucket girl. So that's a plus for her. But in addition to that, she's a teacher. And as you know, I have a soft spot for that since that was my profession. But she's a Warwick teacher. She spent a number of years at Pilgrim High School as a science teacher. And I don't know if this is for or against her, but Mary reached out to me when she realized there was a Ward 1 vacancy on the land trust. And I couldn't say yes quick enough to have someone of her qualifications and passion to want to serve the city in this volunteer, basically, position really made me feel good. And I am wholehearted in my recommendation for approval of Mary to this position. Thank you.
Council President McAllister.
Thank you very much. I also would just like to thank you very much for stepping up to serve our community. This is a very important committee, and I thank you. And Councilman Foley was singing your praises when he had mentioned your name to me before. So I look forward to working with you, and thank you very much.
Any other members of the council have any questions or comments? Councilman Ricks.
Yes, I'd also like to thank Mrs. Stuchides. I know Stuchides McNulty now, but from back in high school, she'll always call me Jeremy. And yeah, so wanted to just personally thank you for stepping up, because in large part, these are those jobs where you're volunteering, you're there in the trenches, and you don't necessarily get thanks for the rest of the term when you're, you know, in there getting the work done. And I know that you're going to bring a lot of passion and dedication to this. I saw, of course, from your resume that since retiring from being a science teacher at Pogrom, you've done so much volunteer work and other work around the community. I know that that's not anything new. For so many years during high school, you were incredibly dedicated to helping out the teams and clubs there in the high school, which, if I recall correctly, there was some small stipend, but let's be real, it was volunteer work. All of that work, all that passion and dedication, I know that the land trust is going to be well served. Thank you.
Thank you.
Solicitor, do we have to do the same amendment?
Okay.
Perfect. So any other questions or comments from members of the council?
Just welcome aboard.
Any other questions or comments from members of the public? Go ahead. Just make sure you identify yourself for the record.
Hi. Good evening, members of the Appointments Committee. Everybody that's here this evening. Again, my name is Michael Zarum. I live in Ward 2. I'm also on the Warwick Land Trust currently for 7 years, but I've been around it for much, much longer with the same supporting the mission of the Land Trust. And I want to thank Mr. Foley for appointing Mary. I want to thank Mary for stepping up to the plate, asking questions, and taking this on. I think her head, her heart, and passion are in the right place to contribute to the mission of the Land Trust, and I think she'll work out wonderfully and everything. So with that, I just want to say that I support her appointment, and I want to thank everybody on the committee for moving this forward. Thank you.
Oh. Any other members of the public have any questions or comments? Seeing none, we can entertain a motion.
Oh, can I talk? Oh,
sorry, go ahead.
First of all, I'd like to thank Councilman Foley and Councilman Ricks for your kind words. I am very passionate about joining this committee. I think I can bring some new blood and new perspective to the committee, and I'm really looking forward to joining them. So, thank you.
Any other comments or questions from members of the public? Seeing none, we can entertain a motion.
Make a motion for favorable action on the appointment of Mary McNulty to the Land Trust Commission.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And finally, we have to the Wildlife and Conservation Commission, Ms. Martha Cruciani.
Martha Cruciani, 81 Edmund Drive.
All right, now we'll start first. Do any members of the committee have any comments or questions? Councilman Lattiser.
Well, thank you, Chairman. So, again, I've known Mrs. Cruciani since I first got on City Council, and we've had some very interesting and enlightening conversations over the years, and I always appreciate your candidness and your willingness to not only share with me when you agree, but also share with me when you disagree. And it's truly a pleasure to know you and to work with you. And I certainly have a great respect for your passion for these things that you do. And I'm very happy to see you staying on this commission. Thank you.
Councilwoman Travis.
Yes, Martha and I go way back, and she's another one that puts all her heart and soul into what she's doing. And I think this is going to be a great fix with the Wildlife Conservation Commission. I think you could bring a lot of knowledge and wealth to this commission, and I think it's going to be a good fit. So I look forward to working with you.
Thank you.
Council President McAllister.
Thank you very much. Good evening. I want to thank you as well for, again, serving our community in this way. And Councilman Gephardt called me this afternoon. He's not feeling well, but he wanted to make sure we took good care of you. You have his full support. He said you're one of his favorites. So we all look forward to working with you on this important commission. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Meantime,
do any other members of the council have any comments or questions? All right, Ms. Cruciani, do you have anything you want to mention?
Yes, I wanted to let you all know that I have very proud to work on this particular commission. And so what I've done is given everybody a folder so you can have some idea of how wonderful this commission is. You also have some seeds. We're working on pollinator pathways. In here is the tree identification program that they've already done on the Dolly Farm. So thank you very much. And I'm very honored to work with these folks.
It's a pleasure, as always, to see you. For those who don't know, even though it's probably patently obvious based on what everyone else says, Ms. Cruciani is very involved in Warwick and very helpful. And I think she was the first person to teach me about pollinators and how important they are. And I came off as very intelligent to other people when I explained it to them. And I was like, yeah, no, it got taught to me. And it's not independently known. I was still appreciative nonetheless. Any other members of the public have any comments or questions? Seeing none, we can entertain a motion.
Make a motion for favorable action to appoint Martha Cruciani to the Wildlife and Conservation Commission.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
I believe that ends the Appointments Committee at 6:59 p.m.
Thank you very much. We will start the council meeting in a couple of minutes. Just going to let everyone get settled, and we will start the full council. To order. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. McAllister?
Here.
Mr. Foley?
Here.
Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Howe?
Here.
Mr. Lattiser?
Here.
Mr. McElroy?
Here.
Mr. Ricks?
Here.
Mr. Sinapi? Mr. Sinapi? Here. Ms. Travis?
Here.
Eight present.
Thank you. Councilwoman Travis, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the
good evening, everyone. First up this evening is general communications. This is announcements of congratulations, condolences, or community events. I do have one, announcement that the city will do yard waste pickup this week only on your regular garbage day. So this is as a result, there was a number of broken branches and stuff that came down during the cold this weekend. So this week only, you can put out your yard debris and the city will pick it up on your regular trash pickup day. Are there any other council members that have anything under general communications at this time? Okay. Next up is executive communications. This is going to be a presentation for the fiscal year 2023 mid-year financial report by the finance director. This report is on the City Council's website. Members of the council received this last week, both in their packets and any questions that members of the council or members of the public are welcome to reach out to the mayor's office after the presentation this evening. Mr. Schaefer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Let me start off by just my general comment: the projections are generally favorable. And let me run through the revenue situation. Everyone hear me? All right, thank you. It might jump out at you that property taxes are estimated at $222.9 million as compared to a budget of $231.3 million. And that's because after we acted on the budget, after you acted on the budget last year, the General Assembly Act to eliminate the motor vehicle tax, and so that we have additional state revenues that more than offset the loss in the tax excise tax collections on the motor vehicles. In other revenues, there are some ups and downs. Recording fees and realty transfer taxes are down $1 million, both because there's no mortgage refinancings going on any longer, and the general level and number of real estate transactions has been declining. So, for example, recording fees, last year we collected $1 million. This year we think we're going to collect about $650,000. Real estate transfer taxes, we're going to be down from 1.9 to about 1.5 million. And interest on taxes, and this is related to the motor vehicle excise tax, that was a big part of our interest on late tax payments was on motor vehicles. There is no motor vehicle tax any longer. So we think we're going to be down from about 2 million down to 1.6 million. But we've had some important positives, especially in the hospitality area, airport parking. We're going to be up a couple $100,000 from what we estimated. Meals and beverage taxes, we collected $3.3 million last year. We estimated $3.6 million. It looks like we're going to easily hit $3.8 million. Interest on investments. We collected the last 2 years only $100,000. We think we're going to make at least $900,000 this year. We're getting 4% on our idle cash right now compared to basically zero at the beginning of the year. Rescue service fees, you know, back during the pandemic, people didn't want to go to the hospital, even if they were sick and needed to. And we collected only $2.9 million in 21. It increased to 3.6 last year. We're looking at least $3.8 million this coming year. And then, of course, there's the room tax on hotels, really only $600,000 in fiscal year 21, up to $1.1 million last year, and we're looking at about $1.5 million in the current year. Now, some of the negatives on the real estate, that doesn't mean that there's a lack of building activity going on. We're substantially ahead of where we were on building permit fee collections. We haven't revised the estimate because last year they had had something happen in April, a big commercial development, so we're not sure that will reoccur. But we're certainly on target on building activity that we see through the fees that we collect. Let me talk a little bit about expenses. And, you know, and it does jump out at you that we had hoped to have a balanced budget on fire overtime because of reductions in fire overtime. We're not going to get there. We've had, since the new class came on, we've had 9 retirements. So we're down to 194. So that we're looking at about a $1.3 million deficit in the fire department. About 100,000 of that is diesel fuel, but the rest is personnel related. But the mayor asked me to take an extra look at it, and I'm glad he did, because I can tell you the last 2 payrolls, which was just after this was done, were finally under $70,000 a week. And we were up, even in the Christmas and the holiday period, we were at $190,000. Last 2 payrolls have been under $70,000 a week in overtime. It's been offset by, you know, the police department has a hard time filling positions. There's a good surplus in the police department. Same with public works. Staffing levels are below budgeted levels. There are some fuel cost increases there that I think we'll be able to accommodate within the total budget because of savings in other areas. Like I said, energy costs, we accommodated a good chunk of that because we knew the energy costs had started to increase. But I think citywide, we're probably on a spending base of 3.5 million, we're probably going to have about a $300,000 deficit in the different fuels, energy. One of the most difficult things to project has been electricity, because it's been the challenge of converting, it's been frustrating, the challenge of converting our streetlights and National Grid catching up on the metering. It's been a challenge estimating that, but I think we're just about there on that. And you recall we locked in a price in June just after the budget passed. So there's not too much risk. The risk is knowing what our base was, but I think we're there on that. So the third thing I might want to talk about is ARPA. Now, you know that we use ARPA funds to balance the budget, also to pledge on numerous major projects. So my projection here is that instead of $10.8 million, we're going to be using $7.5 million to balance this year's budget. I hope it'll be better than that. Right now, I can't predict that. But I will tell you that in addition to that reduction of 3.3 million dollars in utilizing ARPA this year, we had thought we were going to need 5.5 million last year. We only had to use 1.4 million, and we've also gotten, I've kept Councilman Howe up to speed on the projects that we've got underway. I've given them at least two amendments. I think there's probably one more coming. Some of the projects we're not going to be able to complete this year. They'll be moved to next year. But my estimation is that the fiscal year 24 budget, we will have at least $7.5 million in additional ARPA dollars to pledge either for projects or to help to balance the budget. So as my concluding remarks and the summary table indicate, with the reduced utilization of ARPA, unrestricted revenue-related ARPA funds, we'll have a balanced budget. We won't have to draw down on our fund balance, which is over $30 million. I'm hopeful that the end results might be a little bit better, but I don't have any evidence that I can stand up and point to at this point. So that's my report, and mostly good.
Thank you very much, Director. Next up is acceptance of the minutes for the council meeting held on January 30th, 2023. Councilman Howe?
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Next up is acceptance of the minutes for the January 18th, 2023 meeting. Councilman Howe?
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Number one this evening is announcements of appointments. Committee report appointments for the Harbor Management Commission.
Scott R. Nerney was appointed to the Harbor Management Commission, and Kathy Ann Clements was appointed to the Warwick Housing Authority.
Great. Thank you very much, and thank both of them for their service to our city. Number two this evening is appointments requiring confirmation. First up is the Land Trust Committee report appointments.
So committee recommended favorable action, although there was an amendment regarding the expiration date.
All right. For action, Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. I make a motion for favorable action on which is now PCR something or other. 19-22, I believe, 23.
Yep. We're going to have the solicitor. He's got additional information.
Sure. After conferring with the clerk, we determined that the PCR was not necessary as this is a council-only appointment. It doesn't require any advice and consent. So there will be no PCR attached to it. However, the amendment to make the term expire 5/1/23 is what Councilman Lattiser is seeking.
That's my motion.
That's your motion. Second by Councilwoman Travis. Any questions on the amendment? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for the amendment.
McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Rick?
Yes.
Mr. Sinappi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes to amend.
Thank you. It has been amended. Councilman Lattiser.
Move favorable action on the appointment of Jane Kenny Austin to the Land Trust Committee.
Second by Councilwoman Travis. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinappi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes.
Thank you. The motion passes. Next up, committee report, another one for the Land Trust Committee report, appointments.
Committee recommended favorable action.
For action, Councilman Foley.
Move favorable action for the appointment of Mary McNulty to the Land Trust.
Second by Councilman Ricks, Councilman Howe, and Councilman Lattiser. Any questions or comments on this appointment? Hearing none, the clerk will call roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Eight yes, appointment passes.
Thank you, the appointment passes. Next up is an appointment to the Wildlife and Conservation Commission, committee report, appointments.
Committee recommends favorable action.
Councilwoman Travis, can you move that for Councilman Gephardt?
I move favorable action on Martha Cruciani to the Wildlife and Conservation Commission.
Second by Councilman Lattiser and Councilman Howe. Any questions or comments on this appointment? Hearing none, the clerk will call roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Eight yes, appointment passes.
Thank you, the appointment passes. Next up is number three this evening, which is the consent calendar. First up is PCR 15-23, a resolution relative to bids. Committee report, Finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. Go ahead, Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. Bid 15-23 is bids, PCR 15-23 is bids 2023-305, 2022-286 Alpha, 2021-226, 2023-345, 2023-319, 2023-346, 2023-342, 2023-343, 2023-341, 2023-344, 2023-322, 2023-332, 2021-295, 2018-251.
Thank you, Councilman Howe. Are there any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in the Finance Committee? Okay, hearing none, we'll move to PCR 16-23, resolution relative to abatements. Committee report, Finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Favorable action in the amount of $1,415.20.
Second by Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments on the abatements? Next up is a PCR 17-23, a resolution relative to claims. Committee report, Public Safety.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Foley.
Favorable action for William Cottarelli in the amount of $129.95. Robert Gasso in the amount of $251. Jasmine Perkins, favorable in the amount of $233.95. And favorable for Allison Raza in the amount of $169.53.
That's been moved. Do we have a second on that? Second by Councilman Ricks. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in the Public Safety Committee? Okay, and that is for the entire consent calendar. Is there any questions or comments on the entire consent calendar? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action on the consent calendar.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Eight yes, consent passes.
Thank you, the consent calendar passes. We now move to unfinished business. Number one is PCR 2-23. Committee report, ordinance.
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman Foley.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Ricks. Any questions or comments on PCR 2-23 that were not asked earlier this evening in the ordinance committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call off for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Eight yes, first passage.
Thank you for first passage. We're now moving on to new business. Number one is PCR 14-23, committee report, Public Safety.
Request favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattiser.
Move favorable action on PCR 14-23.
Second by Councilman Howe. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in the Public Safety Committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Eight yes, motion passes.
Thank you. Well, now to referral and advertising, PCO 5-23, Zone Change 281 Associates LLC. At this time, we're going to move into executive session of the City Council. Pursuant to RI General Laws 42-46-5A2, this public body will convene an executive session regarding pending / potential litigation, MDL number 2873 AFF Products Liability Litigation. We need to, that, I mean, okay, Councilman Sinapi.
So I move that the Warwick City Council go into executive session pursuant to RI General Laws 42-46-5A2 to discuss pending / potential litigation on MDL number 2873 AFFF Products Liability Litigation.
Second by Councilman Rex. Roll call. All those in favor, the clerk will call the roll to move into executive session.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser? Yes. Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis? Yes to move to executive.
Thank you. At this time, the City Council is moving to executive session. We will reconvene at the end of that session. Solicitor Walsh.
The council has now convened back into open session. The report on actions taken in executive session. The Warwick City Council convened in executive session pursuant to Rhode Island General Laws 42-46-5A2 discuss pending potential litigation, MDL 2873 AFFF Products Liability Litigation. The only vote taken was a unanimous vote to reconvene into open session.
I'm looking for a motion to seal the minutes. Councilman Howe?
Make a motion to seal the minutes from executive session.
Second by Councilman McElroy, Councilman Foley. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? We are now moving to unanimous consent. First up is PCR 18-23. The first question is there any objections from members of the council of hearing this under unanimous consent at this time? Okay, hearing none, we will now consider PCR 18-23, a resolution authorizing the mayor to enter into a contingency legal fee retainer agreement for litigation regarding PFASs and other hazard water contaminants. I'm looking for a motion for favorable action on this. Councilman Foley.
Move action.
Second by Councilman Ricks, Councilman Howe, Councilman McElroy, Councilman Lattiser, Councilwoman Travis. Are there any questions or comments from members of the council on PCR 18-23? Are there any questions or comments from members of the public on PCR 18-23? Any members of the public? Okay. Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action on PCR 18-23.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser? McElroy?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Snappy? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes, motion passes.
Thank you. The motion passes. Councilwoman Travis. Oh, I'm sorry, unanimous consent. Ward 1, anything under unanimous consent? Pass. Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5? Ward 6?
Pass.
Ward 7 passes. Ward 8? Now, Councilwoman Travis. All those in favor moving to docket session say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? We are in the docket session. Ward 1, anything to docket this evening?
No, thank you.
Ward 2.
Pass.
Ward 3.
Pass.
Ward 4.
I have one resolution in regards to the installation of a three-way stop sign at Edison and Moore Street. I have a traffic study.
Public safety. Ward 5. Ward 6. Ward 7, I have one. It's a resolution on neighborhood ARPA project funds. Finance. Ward 8. 9. We are adjourned.
Yes, sir.